Don't overplan your life. Commencement address by Rick Wagner at Duke University. President Broadhead, members of the faculty and administration, honored guests, friends of Duke University, parents of today's graduates, and most especially the class of 2007. Let me start by saying simply thank you. As a son of Duke for my entire life, I can't imagine a greater honor than giving the commencement address today. Before going any further, let me acknowledge all the mothers and grandmothers in the audience, as today is Mother's Day, and I can't imagine a greater gift on this important day than having a daughter or son graduating from Duke University. I know it was a big day for my mom 32 years ago, when I sat where the undergraduate class of 2007 now sits. I think the most important piece of advice that I can give you from my own experience is simply this. Don't overplan your life. While planning for your future is great, the fact is things change, and opportunities will arise for you that I suspect you today can't even imagine. Do your best at whatever you're doing, but be open to opportunities as they come up. Let me tell you what happened to me. When I was graduating from Duke, I was thinking about my next step, which was to go to Harvard Business School in the coming fall. Beyond that, I knew only one thing. I wanted to end up close to home. Remember, this was 32 years ago. No internet, no cell phones, even international phone calls were a big deal back then. If I settled far away, or, heaven forbid, overseas, how would I keep up with my family and friends and Duke basketball? No way I could do that. So, when I finished the business school in 1977, I joined General Motors in our New York office, which was exotic enough for me. There, when I was asked which area I wanted to work in, financial analysis, capital analysis, overseas analysis, etc., I said anything but overseas analysis was okay with me. So, I got assigned to overseas analysis, and you know what? I actually liked it. A lot! Then, about 4 years later, I was asked if I wanted to become treasurer of GM in Brazil. A great job, but with one obvious catch. I had to move to Brazil. So, I thought for sure we'd pass. My wife had a good job, we had just bought a house, and of course there was this Duke basketball thing. So, that night, I went home, asked my wife if she'd like to move to Brazil, and to my surprise, she said most enthusiastically, "Yes!" Well, from that point in our lives, Kathy and I spent virtually all of the next 11 years living and working outside the United States. Brazil, Canada, Europe, Brazil again, and it turned out to be a great chance to grow as a business executive, and more importantly, as a person and as a family. It was undoubtedly the best business and personal learning experience that I could have asked for. In my current job, I spend a lot of time traveling to places like India and China and Russia, and I'm confident that many of the major developments that will affect us all in the future are going to occur in these and other emerging markets around the world. So, my advice is to be flexible, be open to everything the world has to offer, and be global. You'll be amazed at what you can learn and how you can contribute. Another thing I got wrong when I was sitting in your chairs 32 years ago was what a truly huge role that technology would play in our personal lives, in our professional lives, in our society. The advances in technology in my business life are especially exciting. For example, now, for the first time in my almost 30-year automotive career, I can really see a future for automotive transportation that will consume less, not more, petroleum, and emit less, not more, carbon, and yet still allow U.S. and global consumers to buy the cars and trucks they want at affordable prices. When I say this, I'm thinking about the exciting future that we have in the U.S. with biofuels, or E85 ethanol made from corn, and in a few years from cellulose, and then electrically driven cars and trucks powered by advanced batteries or hydrogen fuel cells. All this thanks to amazing advances in technology. And so, my second piece of advice for you in whatever field you enter, medicine, education, business, government, is to embrace the opportunities that technology will provide you to help solve the challenges we face as a nation and as a world. In dealing with education and working with government leaders, there are actually lots of really smart people out there. What distinguishes those who are truly leaders, those who really contribute in government, in medicine, in education, in business, in the arts, is passion and enthusiasm. But I should tell you that even with knowledge, passion, and contagious enthusiasm, you are going to face some tough challenges in some tough days. A year and a half ago, some of the so-called experts were claiming that General Motors was headed for bankruptcy, and I ought to be fired. Those were some tough days for me. Even great institutions like mine, and now your alma mater, Duke University, encounter challenging times, like over the last year. But the real successful people, the real contributors, the really great institutions like Duke University and General Motors, have another important characteristic, which is persistence and resilience. No matter how great the challenge, no matter how dark the future seems, the best people, the really successful people, simply do not give up. In my experience, the really successful people are those who establish clear priorities in their lives, who understand that they can excel at only a handful of things at any one time, and then go after that chosen handful of priorities with single-minded passion and enthusiasm. In my case, at this point in my life, my priorities are pretty simple. Family and friends, General Motors, and several charitable and educational activities, including Duke University. Unfortunately, that's about all I can do if I want to do things well. You see, as tomorrow's leaders, you have a tremendous opportunity to use your intellect and passion and creativity not only to build great careers and personal lives for yourselves, but also to make a real difference in our society. I encourage you never to underestimate the impact that you can have on others to literally make the world a better place. We do that by all getting involved, taking what may seem like small steps, small actions. They all add up.